96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have another Man Down Mashup Wednesday. That's when we combine two shows and have a two-hour show where we analyze the news and we see what is trending on social media. What is trending on social media is a... Let me see the right word. It's Skippings. She is the press liaison person for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. She met with, who did she meet with? What's the right title? I'm going to make sure I don't.
The Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association at their quarterly event. They have a regular event every quarter.
So she gave a report to those people, right? Given her concerns about Airbnbs in New Providence. So we're talking about only New Providence at this present time, but we're talking about Airbnbs that are over the hill. There are two sets of Airbnbs, Aaron. I'm not sure if you know. There are Airbnbs owned by rich people, and there are Airbnbs owned by working class people, right? Working class people have Airbnbs in Carmichael Road. Working class people have Airbnbs right over the hill by Bay Street, but have access to Bay Street.
I want to complicate your analysis.
Go ahead.
A bit. Rich people have Airbnb all over New Providence.
Yeah.
Yeah. In all of the areas.
So the some rich people have it over the hill too.
So, yes.
So okay, I come to them.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I come to that. Right. But the Airbnb market has come into popularity because we lack rooms. We lack rooms for the demand we have in the Bahamas until our Minister of Tourism is asking for more rooms for tourists. He said, hey, we applaud the Airbnb operators. We need more hotels. We need more private condominiums. That's why the number boys them going in that. They ain't building no houses. So we need more rooms for the demand we are having, right? Then comes Skipping. Ms. Skipping said that she is concerned about the safety of tourists who attend, who frequent, who support the over-the-hill Airbnbs.
No, you mean tourists who didn't know what over-the-hill meant when they saw it in the beautiful blue.
Inner-city Airbnbs.
Over-the-hill sounds so quaint.
Yes. And where the natives live Airbnbs, right? She's saying where the natives live, because no natives technically live on the Bay Street Strip. That's for tourists, mostly, right? Unless you have real money. So where the natives lives is considered a risk for tourists. And I wasn't sure if that was a true statement. I didn't know. I would say where I live is kind of safe-ish, right? Because we have Airbnbs in Fox Hill, despite Step Street always having issues, right? And I am concerned. Because I am now concerned if the police is saying that over the hill is not safe for tourists, I want to know if over the hill is safe for me.
That's not what the police said.
What the police said then?
The police said over the hill is not safe, but we will employ special measures for tourists.
My own sound better.
I know it sounded better.
Yeah, but yours sound worse.
Does it?
Yours sound bad. You say it again. What the police was trying to say?
The police said crime is bad everywhere, but we only employ in new measures to protect tourists. If I could paraphrase wildly, like, you know, the adding machine that they have in the Public Disclosure Commission, that's what I used to write that statement. But the point is that the article says police fear over Airbnbs based in crime hotspots. The hotspots exist with or without the tourists.
I want to know where the crime hotspots are. I find the crime hotspots are all over New Providence. You go far west, there's crime. You go far east, there's crime. The last last Airbnb issue where they had someone got assaulted somehow with gunfire, whatever it is, happened in a gated community, Odis. Is that someplace where tourists should not go? Or just over the hill where there's no incident with tourists at all? I just want to know if I should be concerned walking through Kwako Street.
Are you a tourist?
No, I ain't no tourist.
Well, then be concerned. Let me make this point before we go any further in the conversation, right? Because we're talking about what Chief Superintendent Skippings said to the audience at a Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association event. But this is what has not been said by Chief Superintendent Skippings or by anybody. Is there a documentation of incidents involving tourists, robberies, holdups, assaults? What has prompted this? Is it just seeing tourists in these areas has prompted this? Or do you have a rising spate of incidents that have occurred and you're responding to that? And I say that to say this. Imagine we disparaging inner city residents. I mean, we just insulting them, degrading them and demeaning them. Because how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tourists have taken advantage of Airbnb opportunities in the inner city and have gotten back on their plane unmolested with no real issue? How many have actually been attacked or assaulted or made to feel so uncomfortable that they end their trip right away? The conversation in and of itself is problematic and is painful. When what we should be doing is celebrating people who realize the role that government demands tourism holds in this space. These people who acknowledge that government would let tourism eat them up if it would successfully feed the tourism machine. And they're not robbing and raping and stealing.
My question to you, Aaron, is, should working class Bohemians be involved in the Airbnb business? And should they employ the resources?
Okay, so let's talk about it. If there is an Airbnb business, then working class Bohemians should participate, should have full access to it, equal and equitable access.
And
if there's
a
tourism product, then working class Bohemians should have access to it. My objection is, should working class Bohemians be focusing? Should they be focusing their investment in foreigners, or should they be focusing their investment in other Bahamians that desperately need housing?
So, I hear you at that point, and I want comment.
Yeah, we
on
put that,
that
on the side
because I still say that the number men, I call them men, abdicating their responsibilities to Bahamians, and they should not be heralded as heroes because we have a housing shortage, but they build in all kind of economies. But that's just me.
Yeah, because if you're going to adopt the name honorable, you need to actually do something honorable.
And especially when the prime minister are heralding them, saying they are people to emulate, when you realize that we're in a housing crisis and none of them address them. That's a different topic.
Right.
My topic is about working class Bahamians who are taking advantage of the opportunities in the Bahamas. Should the police assist those people who have created a industry over the hill? Or should they say, hey, because it's unsafe.
Okay, right? Stop.
I need to abandon that altogether.
The police are not assisting any business person.
What you mean?
To talk about the relationship in that way is problematic. The police not assisting me by doing a patrol. The police are doing their job by patrolling, mm-hmm. Right? See, if the police have no clear job descriptions, if they don't have any clear strategies outlined that they can follow, that's when you develop a culture when police believe they are assisting you, right? They're assisting you when you stop to ask them a question. They help. I help. I don't have to help you, miss. Mm. Right? That's the wrong attitude. The police are not assisting the owners of Airbnbs. The police are administering strategies to make communities safer for everyone and anyone who would find themselves in that community. That's what the job is.
So you say.
But let's get back to the point.
Go ahead.
Because to then, because I have a real concern, not with skippings. I love skippings.
No, we're not talking about skippings particularly.
Professionalism.
That's why I call in the police.
But I'm wondering if anybody really thought about what was being said, right? I'm going to read from the article. The Royal Bahamas Police Force is urging, quote, immediate, close quotes, regulation of the vacation rental market after finding growing numbers of tourists wandering around over the hill, quote, crime spots, close quotes. I stick a pin right there. What you mean, the police, you urging an immediate regulation of the vacation rental market because people who are renting these homes are actually traversing the communities that the homes are in? Mm. That requires, how are you going, first of all, what's the problem? And second of all, what type of regulation can you employ to solve that problem? Because it suggests to me that their thinking is rooted in a plantation tourism model.
It is rooted. You just think about it. It is rooted. I'm
trying to be polite.
Yeah. I want to talk about something else that's trending.
Okay, but hold on, man.
But you wouldn't hold on. What do you know about?
The article. Oh,
you read it yet? I thought you didn't read it.
I read seven words in the article.
Go ahead, Eric.
Man. Continue comments from Skippings. Disclosing that the police are already working through the various urban renewal centers to compile a list of Airbnbs and other vacation rentals in over-the-hill areas, she urged that, quote, preventative measures be put in place before something happens, close quotes, as the first armed robbery, shooting, or any other incident will immediately cause visitors to label the Bahamas as unsafe on social media and elsewhere.
What does that mean?
That means, once again, the state actors are asking us to voluntarily restrict our rights to make their job easier. That's what it means.
So that means close the Airbnbs over here? That's what the restrictions mean?
What else? Okay. Let's think about what type of regulation could arise from what Skipping said. What is it that she expects a regulation to do? Are you going to regulate that Airbnbs cannot be in this area?
I've seen people advocate that, so it should be only in the Bay Street and in the Hilltel areas. But that restricts a lot of Bahamians. That means middle-class people, working-class people never be involved in tourism. We'd be workers.
Right. The state refuses to create systems that everybody can connect to in terms of the tourism product. I should be able to plug into and plug out of the tourism product when I want. The training should be available for free or a minimal cost if I have to get certification to participate. But the proximity is important.
I have a caller here, but yeah. I don't think it's by chance that Ms. Skippings came and talked about this topic. I think that was prearranged and this topic was planned.
The article gets better. I think we should go into it a bit more. It touches on the Exuma conversation as well.
Let's go. Oh, the caller has hang up. Okay. Answer that call there, producer. So go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I'm right back at you, you guys, in terms of this Airbnb situation. They'll be sued.
Are you going to sue the Bahamian government and the Bahamian court?
Yeah, they'll be sued. You can't. You allow Airbnb here, right? You have what determines whether an area is not suitable for Airbnb? What determines that?
Well, we can have other regulations. Like for tour operators. And I see the Germans say, why don't we have these maple platen and these boats sculling? You need insurance. If you don't have $1 million insurance to do any boat sculling, you can't have no boat sculling.
But that doesn't equate to the point that the press liaison is alluding to. A person and over there probably could get insurance.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you can't own a house in the Bahamas without homeowners insurance, especially if you have a mortgage. So.
That doesn't mean it's insurance for your occupants. They just pass a regulation and say, hey, you need to have insurance for your occupants.
Yeah, but then That's the regulation of the entire Airbnb industry.
Right, and not just a specific demographic.
Just the ones who you consider in an unsafe area. Mm. Because we have hotels now and small bed and breakfast in the over-the-hill communities.
And who's marketing this segment of the industry? Because tourists want to come and ensconce themselves. They want to entrench themselves in the city where the people are, what the people is do, where the excitement is. They don't want to be in town where all the restaurants close down at 6 p.m.
But do they want to see stray dogs? Do they want to see old cars? Even if that's part of our culture to have old cars.
Nobody wants to see stray dogs in old cars.
I think Airbnb is being used as a scapegoat, you know, because it's a direct competitor to the market. They've been saying that they've been taken away from the hotels, you know, undercutting. They ain't paying their fair share in taxes, you know. We have an over-tourism issue in this country because if we didn't, then we wouldn't have no need for stays. It's causing inflation. Say what you want to say. It's causing inflation because now people can't find places to literally rent because everybody is going for the short-term rental.
That's because Bahamians don't love other Bahamians.
This is everywhere around the world when it's Airbnb. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Facing cities like Venice where you want even to get people to work in Nassau right now. It's difficult to find places to stay. People from the island can't come and stay here and work because your wages don't compare to you renting a place here. It's expensive, and it's directly directed to the Airbnb market now, man. It's expensive.
Actually, that's thank you very much, caller. That's a part of the article I wanted to go over. Comments from the president of the Bahamas Hotel and Tourism Association. He talks about that dynamic of the Airbnb market on the family island. Robert Sands, the BHTA's president, responded to Chief Superintendent Skippings by confirming that the government is requiring all Airbnbs and vacation rental type properties to register. Quote, I think it's fair to say that the government is looking at, in the first instance, registration of Airbnbs. He added, I think that's the first thing we're aware of. So we know where they are, their location, who owns them, who's operating them.
See, my concern is, again, the audience. Is it appropriate for Skippins to be talking about Airbnb with the competitor? Right?
I want you to understand. Is this an indication that the BHTA is now in a place, unnavigated terrain, right, where they are representing both sides or all three sides?
But they complained about it before.
First of all, I don't think it's fair to say that Robert Sands complained in this article.
I'm not saying this article. I'm talking about the association of complaining about it before the Airbnb.
But I'm telling you, until you see a public protest of the Windsor Lakes' intention of running a vacation rental scheme out of their units, right? Then you can't tell me that the BHTA disagrees or is in opposition.
Remember, at the start of the show, I mentioned that there are two sets of owners of Airbnbs. And you say, what you call it now, is the other owners. The hotel associations are comfortable with those set. It's the other set who Skipping came to talk about with these people is a concern.
And see, and we're not looking on the horizon. If we turn to our left, if we turn to the west, we look up to our brothers and sisters, our cousins in the north, we'll see in a city like Atlanta, I think it's 9,000 homes, units, apartments are owned by corporations. It's like one out of every three, something in the Atlanta metro area. The number of housing units or the amount of housing inventory that's actually owned by corporations in the U.S. is astounding. And then when you know that there are more abandoned homes than there are unhoused people in the U.S. It becomes even more astounding, right, as how their housing culture has evolved across the Federation of States. But Sand speaks to the dynamic the expansion of Airbnbs have had and vacation rental properties have had on the family islands with long-term housing, leasing options for Bahamians, for staff being transferred, moved through islands, is becoming practically invisible because people are diverting their properties to higher earning options called Airbnbs. It is a that tension is a big problem. But here's my thing. Why is it that we seem to only be... In fact, skipping statements don't even suggest to me that they have a policing strategy for these communities. It suggests to me that they're looking for a way to say, hey, you should just say no Airbnbs in these areas.
That's what I concluded.
And that's a big problem because surely you have policing strategies to make those communities safe. Even if you couldn't come up with one policing strategy to keep one tourist safe, you still have the obligation to keep Bahamians and residents in those communities safe.
The conclusion is, and as we transition, is our police are saying that they don't have the control to police tourists in those areas. So they are advising that.
What do they think policing is? See, first, there's a problem.
They admitted that
they can't even make sense of it because they know they can't police tourists in the same way that they police Bahamians. They police Bahamians like this is a plantation, and they police tourists like they are treasured pearls that have to be protected before they get back on the ship and on the plane.
Yeah.
Producer, let's go to the phone line and then maybe read some text and then we transition.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Yeah, perhaps Ms. Skippings know more than we do, and she should know more, particularly of the many unresolved incidents that happen. And I kind of admire Ms. Skippings. But I tell you, just the other evening, walking through Elizabeth Estates, an elderly lady approached me because I had a vest on. She said her bag just got ripped off her shoulder by three men. And her pension money and her documents were in that bag. And I don't know whether she went to, you know, make a complaint or how far that would go. So perhaps Mr. Kippings know about the many undocumented, yes, and also unsolved incidents that happened. And I admire her because, you know, when she's making her statements as the press, I think she's the officer who speaks about things, she speaks with a sober mind. And perhaps if she were the commissioner, things would be better.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you. I imagine Elizabeth Estates, and there's a police station right at the northern boundary of Elizabeth Estates. We have a... See, because this thing. We have a lawlessness problem, right?
Yeah, you need to see Bay Street, but imagine if we start reporting all the things that happens on Bay.
You find at Nassau Street Police Station and Magistrates Complex, right? Mm-hmm. Bounded Meeting Street to the north, and that's what, South Street?
Mm-hmm.
To the southern boundary of it. I can tell you the number of people that run the stop signs at both of those intersections. Right there, right next. I mean, you could smell the fear and trepidation coming out of the police station and the magistrate's court. Thick in the air. And people still run red lights and stop signs there. The problem is with the policing. But look at what it exposes. With all of this lawlessness, I don't see a commensurate number of reports of crimes against tourists. Are we still shamefully denigrating people, disparaging people, when there's no evidence of that behavior? Even if people are willing to rob each other, they say, look, we are not going to interfere with the tourists. Even if it's bad-minded criminals that say, for the interest of protecting our criminal enterprise, we will not draw attention to ourselves by attacking tourists. In all of this, I think we are disparaging the inner city Bahamian.
And that's all to be debated. But let's go to the text, and then we transition. And I want to extend some birthday greetings, actually, as we go to the break.
All right.
But go ahead to the text.
The text says, Aaron, to be honest, I don't feel sorry for the Airbnb operators because when citizens can't find housing, they do not care. Ms. Green, am I understanding the police wants an immediate closure of Airbnbs? It seems so nonsensical that they would want to do that. No, that's not what's happening. Look for the article, Police Fare Over Airbnbs Based in Crime Hotspots. That's the 2nd of April, 2024 in the Tribune. There's, unfortunately, I don't know if the Tribune has updated their online site yet, and I had to transcribe that. I typed that out word for word, that article, but it's Police Fare Over Airbnbs Based in Crime Hotspots, where Chief Superintendent Skippings says the Royal Bahamas Police Force is urging, quote, immediate, close quotes, regulation of the vacation rental market after finding growing numbers of tourists wandering around over the hill crime spots. The text has said, Ms. Skippings is laying the groundwork. Another text, Aaron, you are absolutely correct. When black people are being policed, black people are reportedly being shot with no weapon. When tourists are being policed, they can pull out a whole gun and shoot at police and just get taxied back to the U.S. I don't remember a story of a tourist shooting at a police.
They're talking about downtown when the tourists, well, the barefoot bandit shot at the police.
And then the
one cut the police behind.
Senor Frogs?
Beat that police bad.
Bruce Liam. Yeah. And then the lawyer woman, that she's a little intoxicated. She's in a club.
And don't forget about shooting at in Abaco.
The older white man. And then he...
It's their culture, though. They have a gun culture.
Yeah, and we do not.
Yeah.
Fortunately. Great show as usual. The people say tourists are more valuable than us black picky-haired people.
See, there's definitely angst, and that's why I'm trying to avoid this angst, right? And this is why the conversation that Skippings is having needs to be cognizant of how the psyche of the Bahamian people, especially when you're dealing with big hotel business, and we have anxiety in terms of where do Bahamians fit in. Whose tourism is it? How can we benefit more? How can we be owners? And then you hear a pushback saying, no, we don't want you to be owners. Or just suggesting that we don't want you to be owners. I see you, Carla. We're going to skip you in, fit you into this before we go to the break. And let me read this text. Say, as it pertains to Airbnb over the hill, sounds like there is a concerted effort to force the closure of such businesses because locals are becoming their own bosses and thinking for themselves. The article to which refers to Airbnb concerns was clearly backed by big hotels, etc. The hotels get huge concessions. What does the Airbnb owner get? This is truly the last avenue for mom and pop supplement their income and to stay from NIB handouts. We really need to think things through before going through a slippery slope of beggars. Are they afraid that their lowly workers will become empowered and no longer need to work for them? Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? We're going to go to break soon, so go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm screening. I'll make it quick. I like the last text, though, okay? But, you know, it reminds me of the same scenario narratives being passed off about the small Japanese cars, in which obviously the Automobile Association, whatever, it would benefit them. So the same thing with the text is stating, but I just wanted to respond because as it relates to what Ms. Green is saying as far as the plantation policing, right? I'll just give you a quick experience, but firstly, I'd like to say that the commissioner, there's nothing personal, but he needs to come better than that in relations to this incident with this officer, with this money, with this businessman stop or whatever. It shows you the psyche that a black man shouldn't have 90,000. That's what I'm saying. And what should frighten people is the other scenario that took place post after that. The powers that these police with position have over their subordinates, that's what should frighten you and me. You know, that's the realistic scenario of it. But as it relates to the plantation, I just came out of the hospital recently, like some years ago. So I was glad to be home, and I was sitting on the wall in the front of the yard around maybe one after one. I don't care what time it was, but I was on the wall. That's the family property. And the officers stopped, and because it's in the city, I guess I'm a criminal, but they are not. And then he said that I must go inside, and I end up in an argument with him, and he's saying he's looking out for me, but he's telling me to go inside my house. But, you know, that, hey, listen to me, man. That shows you what they think about us, man. The guy, I asked him, he's mad, he's out of his mind. You understand me? This is what we are putting up with here. There's no accountability. And you know, the commissioner must come better than that, than the statement he made. You know, I mean, I guess he should be, I don't know how his oratory skills, but he should come better than that. You could see the obfuscation. You know, maybe cameras, why we need so much talk? Come on, man, these things should be easy documented. What do you mean you investigate? Investigating what?
Thank you, 52.
I'm just hoping the gentleman get his money back and the police turn in that money. That's all I'm hoping. Callers, I see you.
Two articles. Oh,
we have a caller already on?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Put them through if they're already on. Go ahead, caller. No?
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead.
Good morning again.
Doing well.
Good, thank
you. What the guy was saying about the police. They you see, also the videos they put out about the activities with their thing undergoing as a force. I don't know if you all saw it.
A nice PR video?
Yeah, the PR videos. I think it's like one or two.
Yes, I saw them.
And I was telling someone before they came out, it's becoming a police state.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it, these criminals or whatever, at least everybody know a lot of these police doing darkness. Understand what I say? They just catch one, the Saturday, the Sunday, the day. These police, these the same people who giving these niggas on the street this gun.
Language.
You understand? Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
These same police are the ones giving these persons guns and stuff. I ain't saying the overall majority, you understand? But there's a minority, an overwhelming minority in there, for killing people, but everybody know.
And
we know this on the street.
Okay.
These police know this too.
Cousin.
You understand?
Listen, I hear what you're saying. We still have to be careful. We still have to be measured in our speech, right? If we believe in the justice that we pursue, then we still got to be disciplined and be very careful what we say. There's a difference between what is anecdotal and what can be shared on the public airwaves as truth or even as supposition. Even as anecdotal, those are the rules. And to be responsible and safe.
Good. I just want to extend happy birthday greetings to Janae Francis Ingram from her husband, Key Ray Ingram, and her baby boy, Cohen Ingram. I want to extend that. I want to say a shout out to Rosie Godet. Apparently, he is...
Yes, my uncle, my new uncle.
Yes, your grandfather's godson. Yeah, that was a big
Mitchell.
Thing. Yeah, Mitchell. Yeah. So he says he listens to you all the time.
Listen.
I want to extend regards to you. So I say, let me give a shout out to him.
Sir, I knew we were cousins.
Yeah.
I always knew we were cousins.
Yes.
This is good.
And we have to say condolences.
Yes. Condolences to the Hanahisti Tynes family on the loss of a treasured member of the family. I'm not sure if the family is ready to share details yet on the passing of that loved one. But the notice has been shared in sort of less public social media spaces, WhatsApp groups.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back to continue because I want to talk with Canada and how they're trying to help us.
Man, listen, I got 24 texts here and I will read 20 of them.
Yeah, we can work it through. Anyway, we'll be right back.
I look funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you say.
in. So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The excitement, the fierce competition, the entertainment. On May 4th and 5th, our Bahamian athletes will compete with hundreds of the best from around the world to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics.
Gardner takes the title.
Come witness history as our athletes chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the 2024 World Athletic Relays. May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is CA Nuri, the Man Down Mashup Wednesday. As we interrogate the news, we have a series of texts. Let me quickly have you run through that.
Okay, but first, I just wanted to reference for the listening audience, 52 and the subsequent caller are referencing this story that can be found in both today's Guardian and Tribune. In the Guardian, the headline is "Police Investigating Claim That Officer Was Involved in Robbery." In the Tribune, the headline is "Officer Allegedly Involved in $90,000 Robbery."
Give the man back his money. That's all I want to know. Read this text for me, please.
It's alleged. Let's keep it there. It's alleged.
You mean it's a man's makeup that he loses?
No, what I'm saying is the language that we use at this point
all
in the process.
Said, give the man back his money.
All right. Let's go through the text. Ain't Solo sing a song about people out west ain't going out east? Minna said the hot spot is in the east. No, Minna said when you're going east, put something in your mind, tell you go west. You got to go west. That's not what Minna said. Then Dr. Sands tried to calm everybody and said, now everybody don't rush out west and cause the island tip over. Then as it does quite often, the universe responded and COVID spread everywhere. Another text, why the Dickens is the police trying to compile a list? Doesn't Inland Revenue already have this information? In that article, police fear over Airbnbs based in crime hotspots, that is raised. Skippings raises the question. Representative from Hotel and Tourism Association indicate the same, that the Inland Revenue has a list. And then there is commentary from Miss Chandra Sawyer from that unit, I think, Mr. Nuri. And she indicates that at this time, they're just gathering information. Another text, the police rap video was like a gangster video promoting the wrong aura. I agree with 52 in the weak response of the police on the officer who's alleged to have taken the money. Do you mean the police made a rap video? No, man, the police didn't make a rap video, Mr. Nuri. The video you saw was a rap video?
No, the video I saw was them saying the initiatives that the police is doing.
Okay, because listen, just in case y'all didn't know, the answer is no. The police should not do a rap video.
It all depends on the taste.
No, we're Bahamian.
If they do
Rake and Scrape.
No, if they can't sing Rake and Scrape, then sing rap.
They have a whole pop band.
They have a Bohemian rap person.
They have a whole pop band.
You're trying to
band.
Say there's no Bohemian genre of Rake and Scrape?
You mean rap?
In Bohemian rap?
There are tons of Bohemian
rappers. So we can have Bohemian
rappers. Not in the police force.
Why not?
Are they a part of the pop band?
The pop band sing American music. That's why it's called pop.
That's not what pop means.
Pop means Bohemian poppy. Let's quickly go through
the pop means popular.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Rap is a part of the popular genre right now.
They sing for
American any music. Rappers would be a part of the pop band. Yeah, no. The answer is no.
I haven't seen a rap music.
Another text that says, I'm not reading the first text. Texter, give me back the UBP or British any day. I'd rather be under the Caucasian folks' rule instead of Negro rule.
Never.
Negro rule equals corruption.
Never.
Dear Texter.
Pecker's idiot. I could say it on there. But if he is,
what the Texter said
made no sense.
You could say that.
But I couldn't conquer.
Don't call the text an idiot.
The text is idiot.
The text seems idiotic in nature.
It's insulting.
Slightly offensive.
It's offensive.
But it does
is.
Not mean that the text is an idiot.
I was offended by the text altogether.
There you. Oh, that's a great way of saying it.
And therefore, the text is what?
No, don't part. That part doesn't go on the exam. Mm. Aaron, what's amazing is how a prominent, good Bahamian man, Don Saunders, was murdered in an over-the-hill area. But Ms. Skippings
that
is worried about
that was not an over-the-hill
tourists.
Area.
Yeah, that's not what that is.
That's by Tropical Garden. I dream to go live in that area. You know, Tropical Garden. Yeah, that's what West.
That's a high end with a small pocket of people living dangerously close to the poverty line. Mm. In
a stark contrast.
Right. But in an area that should not be like that at all. That's our opinions. We're going to keep that to ourselves. Another text says, we have the wrong people in charge of the police force. Why don't the police force go into communities and deputize citizens to assist them in policing communities? Just wrong people in charge, no vision. It's not that we have the wrong people in charge. I think that we have not invested the time, energy, and resources for real policing strategies. I think that politics gets caught up. Everything gets caught up in the political culture, and then that just consumes and taints everything. Is another text. Aaron, you are absolutely correct. When black people are being policed, black people are reportedly being shot with no weapon. When tourists are being policed, they can pull out a whole gun and shoot at police and just get taxied back to the U.S. I don't know which business you refer to. Another text. They need to put saturation patrols in place to monitor these things.
We already said that, Aaron. We have a text, Aaron. Okay, I'm not a caller. We have a caller on the phone.
That's my bad. There are a couple more. Some people have sent multiple texts. And they're good texts.
Okay. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. You know, wherever you go in the world, you're going to have bad policemen. Think about the U.S. They do a lot of screening and vetting, but they still have corruption on the police forces. I'm not saying it's okay for our police officers to get involved in criminality, but every part of the world, they have stings. And you know, somebody will come from Detroit, go to Chicago and catch policemen and doing things that is not against policy. But, you know, they can do that. But we are so small, we could hardly do any undercover with policemen here because we all from that same pool. But when you have somebody from Washington come down to Miami, they could catch officers and sting doing a lot of things and they get locked up. But one thing I like is when they do get fired here, they get locked up, go before the court, and they are fired. And so that's what a lot of people got to realize. Any profession, you will find corruption sometimes. Not saying it's okay that we should do it. We should go above board and not do it. But when they are fined, they're caught and they go to jail. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I just want the people giving back the man back his money, man.
MLK say peace is not the absence of violence. It's the presence of justice.
We have another caller there. Producer, pass that caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ms. Green, Mr. Newey, I was prompted to call that last caller. He, I don't think he really knows what's going on. You know, in the States, the police, they are held accountable when they are caught. But because we are close ecosystem socially, but because of political interference, officers do not suffer any repercussions of their actions. It's a plethora of incidents that we can see, and we are not being allowed to the freedom of the information for them to disclose it to us so we can know who's who. So we are in the dark ages. Why don't we wake up? It's people like him who's a part of the problem by not acknowledging the problem.
I hear 52. 52, passion today. So we have 15 minutes left.
Text says, we really expect so much from officers getting paid $16,000 a year. You know what? Then, you know what? I agree
officers
with you.
Officers get paid more than that.
Hold on, but it don't matter. I agree with you, sir. I agree with you. We really expect too much from people. Money has nothing to do with integrity, though, Texter. Money has nothing to do with integrity. And I imagine now is the time to say, Erin, catch yourself. People of privilege don't go to bed with the same questions on their head. People who don't have that proximity to privilege, right? I just want to put that on the table. But what you mean we expect too much from our officers? What is there to expect?
But officers don't pay that. Officers
but even if they... Even if they get
more than that. You're talking about 1991, 1992.
Yeah, but even you make the jump, fast forward, they're still getting paid less than they should get paid. But that
everybody does, getting paid less than they should be getting paid.
That's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making. That doesn't mean that you operate without integrity.
Mm. Anyway, Erin, I want to talk about Canada. I've been
why?
Saying that for a while.
It cold.
Reason why I want to talk about Canada, because Canada is offering training for Bahamian Defense
I don't,
Force
oh,
officers.
Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Bahamian
no,
Defense Force officers to deal with Haiti.
I don't...
And, or the Caribbean by extension, right? And I am concerned that if that we they're saying that we need extra expertise, and if they have these expertise, why couldn't they employ it in Haiti? It just seems odd. I just don't understand what is happening with Haiti or if it's going to be allowed to continue on for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
So I've got two articles, one from a publication called The Defense Post and the other direct from the Canadian government. We start with the Canadian government statement. Canadian Armed Forces members deploy to Jamaica to train CARICOM troops for multinational security support mission in Haiti. This was on the 30th of March, 2024. Yesterday, approximately 70 Canadian Armed Forces members deployed to Jamaica at the request of the Jamaican government. They will provide training to military personnel from CARICOM nations who are set to deploy to Haiti as part of the United Nations authorized Kenyan-led multinational security support mission. On the Canadian mission in Jamaica, known as Operation Helios, CAF, that's Canadian Armed Forces members, will provide training on core peacekeeping skills and combat first aid and carry out validation and integration exercises for CARICOM troops. This Canadian training will prepare the CARICOM troops to deploy on the Kenyan-led MSS mission and to bolster the Haitian National Police in their efforts to restore security for the people of Haiti. This Canadian-led training will take place at the CAF's Operational Support Hub in Jamaica. The Canadian personnel being deployed are drawn primarily from the 1st Battalion, Royal 22E Regiment from Valcartier, Quebec. Mm. Their deployments will last for an initial period of approximately 1 month. Armed forces are expected to train approximately 330 CARICOM troops from Jamaica, Belize, and the Bahamas. This training is just one way that Canada is supporting the Kenyan-led MSS mission.
Okay. I expect more from Canada.
So pause. Mm. When I read that the troops are from Quebec, I thought that makes sense because they speak French in Quebec, primarily, mm-hmm. right? First language in Quebec, and that would be a useful skill on the ground in Haiti or interacting with Haitian officers. But it turns out that they're going to train troops from Jamaica, Belize, and the Bahamas. So what is it about the French speak, right? What is it about this particular group from Quebec that makes them optimal for this training exercise? Do we expect that troops from Operation Helios are intended or may end up in Haiti alongside CARICOM troops?
I expected more from Canada. This well, is what they're doing right now. Ain't working.
Let me go to the article, Canada to begin military training support for Haiti in Jamaica on the first of article. And there's a subtitle in there, Canada's contribution. Before Ottawa's latest announcement, the government pledged $80.5 million Canadian dollars, that's $59.4 million U.S. dollars, in February to advance the multinational security support mission for Haiti. A month earlier, Canada completed a prerequisite training course focusing on civilian protection, conduct and discipline, and conflict-related sexual violence for approximately 300 CARICOM troops. The project is mandatory for service members participating in UN-sanctioned peacekeeping missions. Quote, I'd like to thank members of the Canadian Armed Forces for their dedication and support towards a successful deployment of the mission, a critical step in restoring security, law and order, and democracy in Haiti, close quotes, Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Jolly stated. Quote, as we've said from the beginning, Canada believes in Haitian-led solutions to the political, security, and humanitarian crises in Haiti. We will continue to engage with Haitian stakeholders, CARICOM, and international partners to strengthen the security and justice sectors, as well as to protect the people of Haiti and encourage Haitian-led efforts to restore peace, law and order, and prosperity in the country. So the Canadian troops got UN peacekeeping training, like train-to-trainer training, and now they're going to train Jamaican, Bahamian, and Belize troops for what has been described as peacekeeping skills, training for peacekeeping skills and combat first aid. There you go. But I thought our troops were only going to be on the water.
All of that is what I'm trying to bring about. We must watch and pray and see what is being orchestrated here. Something is being orchestrated. I'm uneasy about the whole thing.
I've seen no word of the Bahamas and U.S. governments facilitating the transfer of migrants detained on the sea to one of the 21 countries that signed on to the treaty, including the U.S. Mm. Why are we returning migrants to a country that requires multinational security support if there are other jurisdictions available to hold them temporarily?
Yeah, you keep on bringing that point up.
I mean, it was Easter. I thought it was one of the most important things to talk about during Easter. I guess Easter's over now, so we don't have to worry about Christian goodness. CA, Canada should open their arms to Haiti. Let's send all our illegals there. Texter?
I don't know where these texts come from. They believe it be being cute.
We Bahamians don't like cold, and it's not Christian-friendly. I mean, do you know where Canada is? And more expensive than here. No, do you know what Canada is? But wait, they don't hire non-citizens. Oops.
Okay, before you go, what ORG doing? What ORG doing? I might talk about them tomorrow. What are they asking for again? That's your group. That's your people.
Why you sound like that?
I think this is the best the Bahamas can get, and I keep on saying that. I've been repeating that again and again, but you always have hope in your cynical
way. No, it's not hope.
This is not hope?
Because hope is a weapon
yeah.
that can be wielded and yielded against you. That's not what my hope is about.
ORG say?
Org Director calls for movement on FOIA. With no recent updates on plans for the full implementation of the Freedom of Information Act, Organization for Responsible Governance Executive Director Matt Aubrey said yesterday, it is a basic right of taxpayers to know how their money is spent, as he called for the government's movement on the matter. Quote, you ultimately should have the right to know how your money is being spent, what decisions are being made on your behalf, what information they're using to make those decisions, where Jerome Fitzgerald is. That's not in the article. That part was not in the article. Quote, and that then allows you to make up your own mind around whether this is good or not good. And then make your ultimate decision upon the next election based on having as much information. Quote, we believe very much at ORG that we want folks to get informed and get involved. And if you can't get access to information, it's very hard to get informed. Aubrey added, quote, we hope that people feel empowered and that they feel educated and they feel that they have the opportunity. But that requires a trust in the system, that you would be working in your interests. And that's where I think freedom of information, even if you're not every day going and asking for information, it helps to correct that balance.
You've had ORG on your show.
Yeah.
They making any sense?
Yeah, they're making lots of sense.
Has there been any movement for whatever they're pushing for? any conclusion, say, wow, that's a success?
Actually, we've seen lots of movement compared.
Like what?
We actually had statements from the information commissioner.
We do talks all the time. I don't want to talk about talks. I talk about things.
Aren't you pleased when someone appointed by the state actually gets up and doesn't critique the state but makes objective statements of fact, whether they embarrass the state or not? And I think that's progress.
The commissioner for the Declaration of People Assets makes statements all the time. What the bishop name?
I don't know how he typed them out on that adding machine. That'd take a lot. You know how long it took me to type this article last night?
You had a good word processor. That's all it is.
Listen, there's a problem. But it's, I just don't have the strength in me. We need $1 billion for BPL. We need $2 billion for public health care. We need $1 billion for education. Do you know how many schools are, public schools are not registered with NACOP? How could government schools not be registered with the National Education Compliance Entity? I need $1 billion. But before that, sponsor me for the walking on.
How much is it? $5? You walking?
Brokefoot Bernie is back.
Good. Anyway, when the walkathon is?
Saturday.
I'll be your guest Saturday. I'll give you $5.
Thank you.
Okay. It's being Guiding Radio AM with
For every mile.
For every mile?
Yeah.
How much miles you walking?
Don't mind that.
I only plan to give you $5.
I'm walking from home there.
My God. Have mercy on me. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You walking more than 1 mile?
Wow. As many as I could. 1 foot or two. Me and Anesta Kalma. We walking.
Have a great day.